Hey, this is Tony.
This is Alex.
This is Kayla.
This is David.
And we are the Low Energy Backseat Producers. Wah, wah, wah,
wah. I'm tired, Tony. Work has sucked lately. And I'm hungover. Can't feel my hands.
I see you've got your jerk brace sitting next to you.
Braces.
Braces.
That was our team name last night when we won.
Jerk braces?
I wish. Just braces. There were six of us at the table. There was a blondes category. So I named the team name Six Non-Blondes. No one thought it was as clever as I did.
I liked it.
I understood it.
That is not the same as the PG.
Listen. It's not what I'm looking for. That was brilliant.
No, that was perfect, though.
It was good because we were all non-blondes.
It's true.
All of us of Hispanic... no, Jose's not Hispanic, is he? He's
Latino? Yeah, he is. No, he's Hispanic.
Okay, well then.
Well, hold on. He's both.
Well, yeah. Well, right. I know we've had this conversation before, but I was trying to figure out if he was both or just one.
No, he's both.
Because he can be Latino, but not Hispanic.
If he is from Brazil.
He is from Venezuela.
Yeah.
Anyways, everyone then at they the fled table the country. Was Hispanic of origin, except for...
Way Casper over there.
Over there. I don't recommend watching that movie, by the way.
Casper?
Yeah. That sucked.
The Friendly Ghost?
The live action one with the...
Yeah.
You don't recommend watching it, but I watched it like 8 times when I was a kid, so...
I don't remember a live action movie of Casper.
Disgusting.
It broke one of the rules of Casper, which the family actually didn't like the movie because
it was the
family of the guy who created it,
okay.
Who created Casper, because it actually said that Casper was a boy who died. That was never.
Yeah, didn't they show him? That was never, like, as a human.
Yeah, that never was ever said before.
Human man.
He was a boy.
Human man, boy.
Man, boy.
Man, boy, person, human.
But they show him as like,
yeah.
Like a real. So wait, is there quarrel with that he was a boy?
It implies that it was a person who died and therefore became a ghost, because the creator never wanted the implication to be that someone had to die to be...
That there was a violent...
Like, yeah, that there had to be a death to create a child ghost. They just didn't... Well, he avoided that completely. Well, I think the idea was that there were... That spirits, because it's a spirit... They're fucking made up anyway. That he could do what he wanted with them.
And you can still do whatever you want with the characters. Yeah. They're characters. That's what they're there for.
Right.
You do what you want.
Yeah. He was just upset because they were his characters and somebody changed them.
That does agitate me. But I don't really make up characters, so.
This was a movie in 1995 that was filmed in black and white?
What?
What?
No.
No.
Oh, wait. Some of it's been black and white. Others in color.
I'm sure there are
that means color.
There might have been the flashback.
Color.
Yeah.
I mean, the color version has black and white in it, so arguably the that's color.
Like, yeah. That's like they have to put the caveat of the first black and white movie to win an Oscar since such and such time, because we can't count Schindler's List because there was color in that one scene. The girl with the jacket. With a red coat.
Spoiler.
It's a red coat.
One lantern. If by land, two by sea. I don't know if that's right. That might be backwards.
No, that's right.
Snapchat added the ability to add people into group chats, and it's the most annoying thing. Like, think of regular group chats, and then, like, multiply that by 20 as how annoying it is to get group Snapchats. Like, it's...
You also have a large following, so are you just constantly being added?
No, it happens once in a while. Oh. But it strictly only happens when somebody wants to send dick pics. Like,
dicks, like, far as the eye can
yeah,
see.
Yeah, just dicks everywhere. And then I usually go in and, like, bust it up. I'm like, hey! Who did this?
Twin dick small.
And then all the girls who added, they're like, yeah, me too. Like, what the fuck? Guys, like, oh, sorry. I thought you'd like, God damn it.
I like your voices.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I thought you'd like this. No, that has never been a thing.
Do you like it?
No.
I should send them dicks back.
Yeah.
What do you think of these?
Oh, they're bigger. Are we trading? Yeah. Here's one.
Yeah. This one's thicker than yours. What's going on with that?
Yeah, what's going on over there?
Yours looks like a four. Here's another four in tradesies.
Yeah. If you were bigger, I'd break out my five, sixes, or sevens.
You could rate them 3 out of 10 and then leave the crowd.
No, when you're rating them, you never give them a 3. That's quite high.
Is it?
For somebody you're rating. For an unsolicited dick pic.
1 out of 10 would not have this forced on me again if I could.
Would not recommend to a friend.
Minus, minus, minus.
Yeah. Closing my account.
I have a Snapchat account. I think I've used it once.
I've used mine a lot more than that.
Facebook will let you add people to groups too, and that always pisses me off when somebody adds
almost
me to a
every
group.
Messaging any platform with message. I don't think Instagram does. I could be wrong about that. I don't message on Instagram a lot, but they just recently added this on Snapchat, and it's obnoxious.
Fucking group texts are the worst, though.
They're, yeah, who's like, you know what,
because
everyone loves?
Because you can't get out of those.
Yeah, you know what everyone loves? Group texts. We should add that to Snapchat. No.
Let's yeah.
What blows me away is group texts became a thing for me after Hangouts was already created. So, like, it was like I was in Hangouts and then group texts started existing. And I was like, why did we go backwards? What the fuck happened here? That was before it was called Hangouts, though.
GChat.
Yeah, that's it.
GTalk.
I don't remember. I think it was GChat.
I think it was both at different times. I think it was GChat, and then it became GTalk when they added
Wave
messaging.
Wave.
I liked Wave.
I liked Wave, too.
I liked Wave. I miss Wave. The other day, I was trying to remember the name of it. I couldn't remember the name of it. It's like, what was that Google thing where we could collaborate? Oh, wait. I can't even search for that because that's everything. But yeah, Wave.
It's everything.
I liked Wave.
I liked Wave, too. I mean, it was utterly useless to me, but I liked typing and watching other people type.
I'm surprised there isn't one of us at this table who's still stuck on, like, IRC. Like, refusing to do anything.
Are you stuck on IRC? Is that, like, a segue IRC for us to ask you about it?
No.
Yeah, I'm surprised nobody
at this
table.
He's looking at me because I'm the old man of the group. That was actually the first way that was the only way we could chat there for a while.
I remember that was like, hearing that was about like people talking in IRC, but I
91 to 94, 95 was, that was how we, that was how I chatted, was in IRC. Either that or as part of a mush.
Get
or
a mud or a muse.
Multi-user.
Yeah. What's the S and the H, Tony?
There were different ones. It actually started with MUDs, which was multi-user domain.
Well, I was for dungeons.
Dungeons was another one. Multi-user shared environment or experience was the Muse.
Yeah, it was the Muse.
Mush, multi-user shared home.
I think it was home or host.
Host. It was host. Yeah, host. That was a long fucking time ago.
That was, for me, that was after the old AOL free CD group chat porn rings, where you jump in those things and people would trade pictures around. Oh, that was some good times, man.
Yep.
13-year-old me was really into some great things.
Downloading, like, downloading.
Oh, this is going to be so great.
Failed image. Fuck! Yeah. I spent the last 5 minutes downloading that.
But I'm 13. I don't have anything else to do but focus all of my energies on getting boob pictures. All of my energies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was pretty great back then.
Those were the days.
They were the days.
This movie is circa those days.
It is.
1996.
20 years old. 21 now.
Here's my high-level review, Tony. This movie remains a fucking masterpiece.
Alex, what did you think?
This movie made me want pink hair.
I saw that guy with pink hair, and I'm like, what the fuck is Alex doing in this movie? Because
that's not what I thought.
You favor him a lot.
I thought, why is Gronkowski in this fucking movie?
But I enjoyed it. And I feel like there are some personal flaws that I have that prevented me from enjoying it more.
Personal flaws?
Yes.
Some flaws that I have as a human being prevent me from...
There were some quick conversations that I did not understand because they're talking in a form of English that I'm not very familiar with.
Because they're using almost exactly the Romeo and Juliet script.
So, like, they're especially when they were all in the car having a conversation, it was like I missed most of it. And I was, like, trying to focus and read the subtitles, but...
Mostly that conversation is about Rosaline's tits.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming that's an ex-girlfriend?
Well, have you...
I have not.
You didn't read Romeo and Juliet?
Let's go past
that. You haven't read Romeo and Juliet?
No.
No, we can't just go past that.
God damn it.
That's
difficult. Yeah, that's the whole
thing. Alex, these violent delights have violent ends.
Okay.
Westworld.
Yeah, I know.
So when they got to that line, I was like, oh, God, yes.
Starts with Romeo. Rewind. He's heartbroken because Rosaline will not return his
affections.
Got it.
She's never, like...
She won't accept his dick pics.
Yeah. She's unsubscribed from that.
Yeah. Flagged as inappropriate.
Right.
Canceled her account.
But I did like that this was like kind of like in a pseudo 90s LA world.
The adaptation
is
so clever.
Yeah, it was really good. I enjoyed
it. I felt it was more like LA or like South American.
I got a very LA I got a very Miami vibe. Not
you think
LA.
Miami?
It felt like LA to me.
I would feel more towards LA.
I've never been to LA.
Well,
I've been to Miami.
I've been to LA.
Well, I've been
the
to
iconography
LA.
Screamed Brazil to me.
That's what I was thinking.
Brazil,
but
just
it was,
because of the
it,
big Jesus
yeah,
statue
the,
everywhere.
But I've never been to LA, and I've never been to Miami. So
I don't see
know
color,
if those
Tony.
Are,
I don't know
if those are. I don't know if that's iconography that's in those areas. So,
the statue really... is definitely the. I can't remember the name of it. The one from Brazil.
It's not the one from Brazil.
I mean, it's like based on that, right? Like,
yeah.
But that would be to say that every statue is based on that one, and that's not exactly the case.
Okay.
But that's why I just think that it's like it's a Southern American flair, that type, that style of statue.
But that trailer park was definitely in Texas.
Your trailer park. That wasn't a trailer park. It was an RV park.
All right.
Those were RVs.
I noticed a distinct lack of vehicles to pull those RVs.
I did like that Exile was to the RV park.
As soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, shit. I might as well die.
God damn it.
Yeah, all right.
Everything
about
this movie
Kayla,
is so fucking clever.
What'd you think?
I really liked it. I forgot a bunch of things about it from the first time I watched it because I watched it when it first came out and I was like 7 years old. The fact that the script is almost word from word. Oh my God, what is wrong with me today? Like, I can't.
It's almost nachos were too good.
Yeah, I'm like salivating, like thinking about it. But it's almost word for word from the original Romeo and Juliet script. There was a bunch of little nods in it, like the... they go into a pool hall in the beginning, and it's called Globe Theater, and that's the name of the theater that William Shakespeare and his band of merry whoever's...
Drunkers.
Yeah, that's probably accurate.
Stole?
Yeah, commandeered. I can't remember the other ones, but I...
The gun?
I'm struggling with it. I don't know if I like it as much as I did back then. But I don't know why. Like, I don't know what my problem is with it.
Mm.
I have many problems with it.
I think stylistically it's beautiful. There's a lot of stylistic choices in it that I really appreciate.
That was my problem with it. I didn't appreciate the style. This movie is not for me. I appreciate that people like it. I appreciate why they like it, but I don't. I just don't. I don't like the style.
God damn it, Tony. Don't get me started.
This is a cross
between... Or we'll have to record the entire discussion and post it on the internet.
Make sure it's recorded,
Tony. I just did. This movie was... It felt firmly entrenched. This was MTV's William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. It wasn't... It was so MTV that it annoyed me. Yes, that too. The anime influences infuriated me.
You think it was anime?
Oh, Jesus.
I felt like it was...
That whole first sequence, the ridiculous reactions to everything they did, the long pauses on things.
I felt that was more of a Telemundo thing.
Is it?
Like a Spanish soap opera thing. That's the influence that I got out of it.
I don't know. I haven't watched a lot of this. I can't speak to that. All right, Ron.
No, go on.
You're Ron Swansoning over there.
Go ahead and continue being wrong so I can dismantle the thing completely when you're finished.
I think it was clever that they retained the original script, but it kept trying to out-clever itself, and that just bugged me. Like, it didn't start from a good place for me, so everything they did to try to keep the style going and keep the energy going, just it spiraled downward for me. Like, I didn't like the concept from the beginning, so... Everything they did after the beginning just it continued to not be good.
So, I mean, I dislike this story as a whole.
The story's dumb.
But I think the
movie... Romeo and Juliet is a story was never one that I enjoyed even in high school.
Oh my God, what the fuck is happening at this table? I think this movie
made the best out of it that it could. Like, everything that's over the top that you disliked, like, I loved that. I love that they went so crazy...
And
with they all had the fucking gang shirt. Even the priest pulled the gang shirt out of his closet.
I know that my problem is my own, and I can't get past the conceit of style and energy, and that's all this movie was to me. And so therefore, it didn't speak to me. I don't particularly appreciate the story at its core.
One man. A lone voice of reason at this table of Philistines!
It's a table about two 14-year-olds who fuck and then can't get over the fact that they don't appreciate their own emotional
In the movie, anxiety. They were 16.
Welcome to being 14.
They're 18.
In the movie, they're 18. They have to be because...
Welcome to being 14. Everything you're doing is the most important thing ever. Because you have such a narrow worldview. The whole story is a joke! This movie is a perfect representation of it. The story is ridiculous.
Yes.
The conceit of the story is to jam-pack the most ridiculous youthful fantasy into this two-hour spunk fest of bullshit. That's why the story is so fucking good. And that's why this ridiculous interpretation.
Okay, but I live with a 14-year-old. I don't need this as entertainment. It just doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, but your 14-year-old needs this as entertainment.
First off, no, he's going to hate reading Shakespeare imminently. But then he'll come to appreciate it much later.
Of the Shakespearean plays that I read, Romeo and Juliet was my least favorite.
Really?
The story is my least favorite. There are characters I really like in Romeo and Juliet. Mercutio is my favorite character that William Shakespeare ever wrote. I don't even know why, but I just love that character.
Is it because he curses people?
Yeah.
He does curse people.
Motherfucking houses. Play on both your dicks. I actually don't remember a lot of... I know I read them, but I don't remember a lot of... We did a lot on Hamlet because as a senior project, we completely rewrote and then performed Hamlet. I was one of the grave diggers.
Rewrote?
Holden did. Holden's read Hamlet. What do you call
it when we translated it?
Oh.
to be more palatable for high schoolers.
I actually like the pros.
That's fine. I didn't say I had a problem with the pros, but that was just part of the project.
It's a different language. It's a different dialect.
I don't think a different dialect is the way to phrase that.
English has evolved significantly since Shakespeare was written.
It has, but Shakespeare makes a significant quantity of dick jokes.
Yeah.
He does it very well.
Like, I got that, but, like, there were some things, like, my brain wasn't able to process the information quickly enough in some scenarios. Because I was basically, like, trying to translate the words that they were saying to figure out what the fuck the meaning was. And there were several instances where a person says a sentence and then another person starts talking. So my brain's like, oh, fuck that. We're not able to interpret that sentence in time. Let's try to focus on the next one.
This movie was hamstrung by the fact that they tried to use too much of the original play and keep it to a reasonable length movie.
I think the assumption is that people watching it probably spent a great deal of time in school going over this shit. So they probably didn't spend a whole lot of time caring
that
whether or not.
Breaks the rule.
What rule?
The work stands alone. The work can't stand alone.
I didn't say that the work didn't stand alone.
I know, but I'm just saying that would break that rule. If that's the case.
It's not my fucking rule.
I think the work does stand alone.
I mean,
the work is based on the play. They're performing the play. The work is the same thing.
Right.
But the speed at which they're performing it in the film does not lend itself to understanding it.
But here's the thing. If you went to go see the play, it's Romeo and Juliet. Regardless of how the director chooses to put it on, it's still Romeo and Juliet.
A play is going to be blown out to more than 2 hours of performance time, though.
I hope not.
To fix the problem that I had with it, they maybe could have slowed down the talking, but maybe that would have fucked up the timing for the actual scenes.
There's a certain amount of rhythm and cadence that you have to keep in certain scenes. Like the one scene that bothered me, I read the play and we did a lot of analyzing of the play, so I understood what was actually going on. But the only scene where I was thinking, if I didn't actually know what was going on, this would be confusing, and I didn't really like how they did it, was the scene at the gas station in the very beginning where he's like, do you bite your thumb at me? I bite my thumb, but not at you, sir. Like, that exchange, the way it went really quickly, and the way the actors were acting, I didn't feel like it lent itself to how we had analyzed the play. Other than that, I mean, I didn't understand every single line that was being said directly, but I get the gist of what the fuck is going on.
There's so much wordplay.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much clever wordplay that, like, the double speak in the movie is enticing. Arousing. Yeah, arousing. Not arousing, arousing. It's a word I just made up. Like when he tricks What's-Her-Face and thinking that he's like, hey, come over here and suck my dick. And she's like, what? He's like, yeah, you never told me you loved me. And she's like, oh, god damn it. I love that fucking scene. He's like, are you going to leave me here unsatisfied? And she's like, oh. And then he's like, yeah, you never said you loved me back. And she's like, oh, god damn it. And then she jumps over in the pool. God damn it, you fucking people.
This movie also made me want to punch Paul Rudd in the face really hard.
No, oh, Paul Rudd was great.
I forgot that Paul Rudd was in this movie, and it was so weird. He's such a baby, and he's perfect. He's perfect for that role, because that role isn't villainous. Like,
he's trying to get this douche to give away
his... such a douche.
He's not really a douche. He's like, I'm interested in Juliet. It's douchey that he's going through the father, but that's just... It's kind of like...
There's a line societal. That he says where... It's like, oh, younger women than her have been made mothers. That showed his intentions as very douchey to me.
He's like, to marry and breed her as that's what you do with your wife back then. That was the point. You're making faces, but what the fuck? You're sitting there talking about you didn't suck my dick, but that's
the dialogue.
That isn't the
dialogue. That is.
That's pretty much the dialogue.
It's meant to be that, like, double entendre where it's I know. Like, are you going to leave me unsatisfied? And she's like, what? And she's like, you didn't say you loved me.
Yeah, that's the point of the scene.
I know, but he doesn't say, you didn't suck my dick. That, like, that is lacking all of the subtlety.
Yeah. That's what we lost when we elected Trump, all right? Listen, subtlety is dead. I got nothing else. Fucking John Leguizamo was the fucking devil costume was the best thing I've seen all year.
Oh, there was another scene that I couldn't fucking understand was when Mercutio is going on that rant about dreams. And he was talking really fast, and then I was trying to follow it, and I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? And
that one was hard.
He's got what appears to be a fucking mint on his hand.
It's ecstasy.
Yeah, it's ecstasy. And I was like, is that ecstasy? I'm like trying to figure out
what the fuck. And then Romeo trips balls, and you're like, yeah, that's ecstasy.
Yeah.
Well, and later he says, your drugs work fast. Okay, yeah, that was definitely ecstasy. but then, like, I didn't know if that was in the fucking play.
No, that's not or if that was just... That's just modernizing it. Like, it's these group of guys, they're young, they're attractive, they're partying, and they're like, we're gonna go... Like, fucking, I got these invitations to this party you guys aren't supposed to be allowed to be in. Take some X and go brave in costumes. Maybe bang Juliet. Like, who knows what's about to happen.
Were the drugs not in the... I don't...
the drugs were not in the play.
Okay, the last time I read Romeo and Juliet... was 10 years before this movie was made.
That's
fair. I was a freshman in high school. I mean...
I do not think there are actual drugs involved. I think the modernization... First off, Mercutio and the whole dream thing is addressing Romeo's problem. Because he's just moping around being a depressed 14-year-old. And Mercutio's like, hey, bro. Hey, Romeo. Hey, Romeo. Get over it. Let's go out, let's bang some people, and then get over it.
They don't have to be chicks.
They don't have to be chicks.
The story is...
Mercutio was the chick.
He's talking about, I had this dream. And he's like, dreams are fucking worthless. Like, so then he makes up this long, like, lurid story about, what's her fucking name?
Rosaline.
No.
Maeve.
Mab?
Mab?
It's a three-letter name.
Oh, it's Mab, then. The queen Mag. Of, not Mab. Queen of the sleep?
I don't know. So he tells this story. It's all just to say what you're talking about is useless. Worthless bullshit.
Is she like the queen of the goblins?
I am.
I'm looking it up now, because I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure it's like a real thing.
Well, Queen Mab was the Queen of the Goblins in Age of Wonders. So, Queen Mab is a fairy referred to in Shakespeare's play Romeo and Juliet, where she is the fairy's midwife.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He mentioned that. I don't know what the fuck a fairy's midwife is.
Basically, he's like, listen, I can make up with some fucked up shit in dreams too, but you know what? They're just a fucking dream. Let's go out and party.
Yeah. Let's go do a thing. Right. I forgot that Mercutio is a drag queen in this movie.
I also forgot drag, that.
But I,
really, I still fervently dislike Harold Perrineau.
Even in this movie?
This was the best thing he's ever been in.
He was so good in this movie.
He was so good.
He was good. He was very good.
In terms of acting, everybody was very good. Except for fucking Claire Danes.
She's just kind of there.
She is just kind of there.
She's just kind of there in everything
she
does.
She has the look that they needed for this, which was like the... It doe-eyed, it was very innocent, like, effortless, like, classic white beauty.
Yeah, but she was phoning it in.
Yeah. She's fucking Juliet. She's like, I'm gonna put on some wings, and I'm gonna make out with Leonardo DiCaprio, and you're all gonna be super pissed about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio is... so good.
Yeah, he's really good.
He is such a good actor.
Fucking John Leguizamo. I could not get past that guy. So
they all look so young. Like, it's so weird. They look, they're just like little babies. Fucking Paul Rudd.
Baby Paul Rudd.
Little baby Paul Rudd.
I mean, now he doesn't look like much older Paul Rudd, but
he doesn't. He is not aged.
He's just a little more chiseled.
Hmm. He's fucking Ant-Man now.
Mm-hmm.
I love the newscast pieces as the intros.
That was good. I liked that.
So good.
The design of the newspapers was good too. I liked how they used that as like, who was dreaming? I think it was Romeo was dreaming about a potential future, and he was like imagining the newspaper headlines.
No, it was the priest.
It was the priest. Oh, sorry, yeah.
Because Romeo was trying to convince him to marry them, and that guy's like, no, this is fucking crazy. You could solve all the problems! They had to do that whole sequence. Part of the problem with the movie is that a lot of the garishness and, like, cutaways that they do during scenes like that are to fix the problem in the story. The problem in the story is the central conceit that these two kids meet one night and then get married the next day. This is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, that conceit carried through in this play, though, too.
I know, but, like, I have to convince the audience that this is a reasonable thing.
It's that it's also reasonable for these other adults
to go along with
it.
Yeah.
I liked the making of Montague and Capulet as two like giant corporations in this town
that are right next to each other,
touching tips,
like left Twix and right Twix.
Because in the play, I don't remember. Do they ever explain exactly why? It's just like some old, like everyone just had a blood feud.
Everyone just assumed, like, it was like two merchant houses.
Yeah.
I always assumed that, I guess.
If they were well off, I would assume it was two merchant houses. If they weren't well off, it's like the fucking McCormick's.
Of course they're well off. Did you see that?
Party? Yeah,
that party?
Yeah.
That fish tank?
I also like... This drives me nuts. Oh. But I know it's real from like old plays and shit, where somebody puts on this tiny face mask that covers just their eyes. And nobody knows who they are at the fucking party.
I would be able to
identify you at a party.
I have a birthmark. Like, if I was wearing a mask like that, you didn't know who the fuck it was.
I don't think so, man. Like, I think here's part of our problem. We have been spoiled by the fact that we can see most anybody at any time.
Right.
But, yeah. Like, at that day and age, if you left the town you were in, you were a fucking anonymous drifter. And if somebody in that town hadn't seen you in a while, you could just be fucking anybody.
Yeah. The other thing I thought about watching this is how hard it is for some of these things to hold up with modern technology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh man, if this happened now, like, Juliet would just shoot Romeo a text message.
Like, hey, gonna fake my death, lol.
Yeah. What time should I send for you tomorrow? Do what?
Yeah, I didn't understand that part. And I didn't understand when the nurse was talking to him. I'm like, what's going on?
Well, that's why this movie was made kind of at exactly the right point for it to have been made. It's at a time where all these modern additions to it make it interesting, and the juxtaposition between that and the original play, like, that's an interesting, like, contradiction. But it's not to the point where we are now, where just a shit ton of the play is decimated. You don't FedEx a fucking letter to an RV park and a home.
Yeah, but,
send
you know
an
what?
Email.
Also,
you know
check what? The box you that says leave without signature.
You would have, you those guys, they would have had pagers. Somebody would have gotten a page.
They had phones back then, so they cut out phones and
cellular communications. They did remove that.
So, like, and I get that. They did that for the story, because the story falls apart.
The story falls apart if you have a phone.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you'd be like... Plus,
they didn't go through all of the other lengths to tell the story, just to be defeated by phones.
Right.
What are you looking up over there, Tony? What thing am I going to be disappointed that you're going to say next?
They got Leonardo DiCaprio exactly at the point in his career in which they needed to. He's just perfect for this role in every fucking way.
Oh,
like,
God.
Like, right in the... Leonardo DiCaprio in the mid-90s, like, this is before Titanic, right?
This is the movie right before,
So it's, like, right before Titanic.
This was post...
There's a lot of serendipity.
Gilbert Grape?
Yeah.
So it was just after Gilbert Grape and just before Titanic.
Oh, God. When, like, they roll up in that fucking limo and he's just moping around that burnt-out theater. Whoa, he's so broody in 14. Ugh.
18. Redacted. Redacted.
It just bugs me that they went through... They added the part where they got high. They took ecstasy.
Because they got high.
Yeah.
But they took great pains to keep the rest of the text and the rest of the language and the dialogue where it could have been modified to make it a little easier to understand. So it just bugs me that if they would have kept it more pure...
What would be the functional difference between getting drunk and doing drugs?
What happened in the play?
I don't think anything like that happens. Yeah. They just go to the...
They go right. to a party.
Yeah.
But this is the mid-90s. Like I said, this is the mid-90s. Yeah. They're young, attractive. They're going to go to a party. Like, let's get high and go to a fucking party.
Yeah.
Like,
without our pager.
Yeah,
without our phones. It just bugs
and
me.
And everybody's carrying guns.
They're creating this conceit that it's supposed to be in the 90s. So we have to have these guys on drugs going to the party. But nothing else holds to that. And it's just bothersome.
What?
The drugs didn't bother me.
I don't care about the drugs. The drugs are the problem.
I think you do.
It's not the drugs themselves. It's their using that as a way to update and modernize the play without modernizing it in ways that would make more sense.
I mean, you just used the word drugs like 10 times in a minute, so I think you might care about the drugs a little bit.
Tony, do you need to go back to Dare?
I think it's because they want that contradiction. Like, it's a contradiction of having this flowery, like, really intensely complicated... I don't think it is original, but most of it's pretty goddamn original.
The story is not original.
No, not the story. I mean, the dialogue.
Oh.
Of course the story's not original. I'm saying, like, most of the dialogue... Like, I obviously don't have Romeo and Juliet memorized, but there are certain
really?
Key...
That's weak.
Go.
No, you go.
there are key, like, monologues or whatever that most people recognize that were obviously in the... And, like, it's that contrast between that style of writing and having this modern world versus that. So I understood what they were doing. It doesn't bother me that they didn't try to translate, because otherwise it's literally just another Romeo and Juliet.
Right.
I think there's nothing new to it otherwise.
Yeah, I think if you pick at the drugs and then like, oh, well, that didn't add anything but other than to modernize it, that's just one scab you start to peel off. That's the 2-hour-long movie. Like, oh, well, why do they need sword? Why do they need guns that are swords?
Guns that are named swords that we have to pause for an inordinate amount of time.
Those were other characters.
We have to pause. We have to pause for 3 or 4 full seconds on this item so you can all see that this gun is named sword while we rush through the dialogue.
Yeah.
Fuck.
No, I was all right with that. On
I
board.
Love that. Yeah. I love that.
I didn't.
Mercutio's
it didn't.
Name,
it just all bugged the fuck out of
dagger,
me.
Dagger, like, there's rapier running around somewhere. I think
he's
that's
a rapier, all right.
All the guns in the films are named after types of swords.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's just another contrast because swords are a huge concentration in Romeo and Juliet. There's a lot of sword fighting, literal sword fighting, and some metaphorical sword fighting.
Lots of metaphorical. Tybalt's whipping it out at every fucking opportunity, waving it in anybody's face who's around.
I think that was part of what I saw as the anime influence was the was pausing so long on those guns in the middle of action, just showing you the gun. And then rushing through all the dialogue afterward. It was just like...
Well, one, there was a lot of heady dialogue. Right?
Poor editing.
Ugh. This movie was tight, Tony.
I did not like it.
This movie was not only tight, but it was 2 hours. Exactly how long they tell you it's going to be in the beginning.
I did appreciate
that's
that.
That's solid.
I thought that was clever.
That's the little things.
That was the clever thing.
So I just found out that storm that you see on the beach when Mercutio dies, that was a real hurricane coming in. And it destroyed all of their props on the fucking beach. It destroyed the whole set.
All right, movie's over, guys. They probably had a full theater down there for him to mope around in. That it was really just fucking destroyed.
Set, that, like, decrepit stage on the beach. I kind of wonder where that was.
So I was reading, and apparently, like, a lot of that shit, like, all the billboards and all that stuff were nods to other Shakespeare plays. And,
yeah. Like,
I didn't know that. I thought the thunder bullets was clever, and then I found out it was a quote from another Shakespeare play.
I think I can confidently say fuck Baz Luhrmann. That's my thoughts on the whole thing.
What else?
I don't
did
like
do?
Him. He did.
This is gonna disappoint me.
Moulin Rouge, which yeah. I hated.
It sucked.
Let's see what else there was. Other things. Give me a moment.
You give you a moment.
The Great Gatsby.
Oh damn it! I was even going to compare this to the Great. I was even going to compare this to the Great Gatsby, because I love the overwrought style that he used to bring like a classic like that more modern.
He directed two episodes of The Get Down, the Netflix series.
No. The Jesus statue that dominates Verona was actually a visual effect. In reality, it was 2 feet high.
Australia, the one with Nicole Kidman.
No, that's made up.
Neil and Patrick movie, Harris might have played Romeo.
And a movie named Strictly Ballroom, which was his first movie.
Was it Neil Patrick
yeah.
Harris? Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris, yeah.
Yeah, play Romeo.
So, and they what? Also thought about casting somebody else as Juliet, but the director felt bad about it because she was 13 at the time.
It was Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
Although she's a fantastic young actor, she's a tiny little girl, and Leonardo's 6 feet tall. He's 21, but can look 18. She made him look all of 21, and it just became obscene.
I could see that, yeah.
Portman's
yeah.
version is this. They said it looked like Leonardo was molesting me when we kissed.
I definitely would see that, yeah. Because yeah. this was right after The Professional for Natalie Portman. Testing me, Tony?
No, I'm trying to remember when the I believe you. I just don't remember when The Professional came out.
Early 90s. Mid 90s?
94, 2 years before.
Fucking nailed it. Kidding me? Fuck.
I'd still love to see Professional 2 with her as
yeah.
a hitman.
They can still do it, too. She's still could. Young enough.
I know. It would be great.
It would be great. It's going to be great.
It's going to be huge.
It's gonna be so good.
Key hairstylist Aldo Signoretti was kidnapped by gang members and held for $300 ransom.
L.A.
Is it filmed in L.A.?
I'm pretty sure
it was.
Do
you need to go outside?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Do you need to go outside? Because I'm not playing
Neil
this game
Patrick
with
Harris was considered for the role of Romeo? But then another one says that Leonardo DiCaprio was the first pick for Romeo.
Are you kidding me?
What are you doing? He's pointing. He's got his one leg up. What are you doing?
Is there a bear out there?
Go on.
Go. Oh, good. No, you get away. I'm tired of you burning me on this. Later, you're going to need it. You're going to be the dog that cried door.
I've said everything I need to about this movie.
Are you kidding me? Shit.
I just didn't care for it.
Well, some parts of the film are shot in Miami. Most of the film was shot in Mexico City in Boca del Rio, Veracruz.
Hmm.
So there's
everybody wins here.
There's your Latin America.
So the...
Mexico is North America.
The Jesus statue was all one statue?
Yeah.
I thought there were a couple different statues.
I thought so, too.
But there's one that they show a bunch of times.
Yeah, the big one is the one that...
The two-foot-tall big one.
I felt yeah. like they were trying... They were purposefully trying... What is the name of the statue in Rio? Isn't it in Rio?
It is. I don't remember the name of it.
Isn't this your guys' thing?
What?
It's Catholic.
That's racist.
Yeah. against Catholics. You don't know what the name of that statue is? You guys haven't taken pilgrimage there?
No. No one takes a pilgrimage to that. Pilgrimage is too Muslim-y.
Christ the
that
Redeemer.
Means terroristy.
Christ, there it is.
Christ of terror?
Cristo Redentor.
Oh, Jesus.
Christ the Redeemer.
Yeah, yeah. I speak that language, Tony.
I don't.
This film ranked number one in the box office opening weekend.
Yeah, because it
no, it's Romeo and Juliet.
$147.5 million worldwide.
But Leonardo DiCaprio wasn't a huge draw at the time, I didn't think.
No, he wasn't.
He had just done What's Its Fuck? The Grapes of Wrath.
What's Ian Gilbert Grape? Grapes of Wrath.
Different but he thing. Was perfect. He and Titanic is about to be filmed, and like he's just perfect for this role.
It's weird that I enjoyed this movie so much. I think I enjoyed it solely because of the setting, because I really don't like the plot. The setting and the artistic ways that they tried to work it into.
He had just come off of Basketball Diaries.
I don't really know what the fuck that is.
That was very popular. Shit. No, that was.
I thought that was going to be basketball diarrhea. I was like, is that a disease?
The Quick and the Dead, the Basketball Diaries. Then he did Marvin's Room, then Titanic.
Marvin's Room.
Then the one I actually really liked him in was The Man in the Iron Mask.
John Leguizamo
was good in that.
Was better in Tu Wong Fu.
John Leguizamo was better in The Pest.
I don't know what that is.
John Leguizamo was better in Spawn?
As the clown?
It's good. Good one.
Well played.
I think he's really good in this movie, though.
I like John Leguizamo.
Panda, why don't you tell the world your thoughts?
His thoughts are terror. What are you doing to him?
Yeah,
why are you holding my face this way?
Alex.
Talking to the mic.
I'm going to pee on you.
Yeah. Well, I'm uncomfortable, yeah. R. Kelly, Trump, just a whole.
Oh, God.
He's not happy, Alex.
Why aren't you happy? Jeez. I'm petting you.
No.
Yes, sir?
Did you see this shit that was going on over there?
There's no food on the table, is there?
Is our tracking number updated yet?
Well, Tony, I loved this movie. I love the play.
The play?
Yeah, I do.
I'm pretty sure I rented them. Like, I'm pretty sure I rented this movie in like 89 or in 98, 99, and then returned it after watching about 15 minutes of it.
Oh my god!
I didn't like it.
I'm
I just
sure
didn't
I
like
watched
it.
This is not a movie you turn off.
Yeah.
No, Tony. There are movies you turn off.
I would have turned this off if it wasn't
you've
for
you've never read Romeo and Juliet.
If it wasn't for this podcast, I would have turned this movie off.
Ugh.
I wanted to. I didn't. I felt bad for the $3 that T-Mobile gave me to rent this movie that I didn't have to pay for.
What is going on?
I would have rather spent that $3 toward the $6 rental of Arrival.
What Shakespeare did you read?
I don't know. I know you had to read one of them. And maybe I did read this, but if I had read it, it might have been like 8th grade.
It's the most famous. Like,
why is there a toy in my lap?
Light through yonder window breaks.
I've heard that phrase before.
It's the sun!
It's the sun! And P.S. Juliet is the sun.
Yeah.
We've all seen the Apple commercial.
Yeah, Juliet's the sun.
But it's actually the sun! They're talking about it actually being the sun. Because neither of them wants to admit that the night is over.
No, that line is in the... That line is... When she's up on the balcony.
All right. I will accept that. Later, they're talking about the actual sun.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's a meteor. We should duck.
Listen, they didn't mean duck.
That was
autocorrect.
God, ducking family.
I love the scene where she's with her... What's it? What is she called?
The nurse.
The nurse. And she just came back from going to see Romeo. She's like, oh!
My back!
My feet hurt! I'm so tired! Oh, I'm out of breath. She's like, God damn it, if you could tell me you're out of breath. You have enough breath. I can't believe you never read Romeo and Juliet.
No, Panda, no.
What did you guys read?
We had to read the Odyssey. We had to read
Odyssey was good.
I never read the whole Odyssey.
We had to read Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. I like Frankenstein. I love Frankenstein.
Yeah. I pretended to read Frankenstein.
We had to read. I remember The Giver.
Oh, a little Lois Lowry. Whoop!
I remember The Giver in eighth grade only because of how much I hated the ending.
If you don't, are you kidding me?
He's just making you exercise those wrists.
What do you want?
All right,
weird for bed.
You, Panda, your betrayal is complete.
We had to read like Animal Farm and Fahrenheit 451. And,
there's
this was my freshman year.
Canterbury Tales.
You fucking read Canterbury Tales and you didn't read William Shakespeare?
I didn't read Canterbury Tales.
Canterbury Tales was good, man.
You shouldn't read Canterbury
it's
Tales.
It's a collection of it's short stories smut. That are not good.
It's so good.
We didn't read all of them. We read a handful of them. We read Hamlet. We read Macbeth. We read A Midsummer Night's Dream. Romeo and Juliet. I feel like there's another one.
King Lear.
I know that name, but I don't think we read that one.
Henry VIII.
No, I'm going to stick with these four. I feel good about these.
Merchant of Venice. Taming of the Shrew. The Tempest.
Mm-mm. Didn't read those. But Romeo and Juliet's number one on that list. That's like starter William Shakespeare.
That's like the thing that every school makes you read.
If I had to read it, I remember nothing about
probably it. Probably because it's like it's easily palatable for that.
It's pretty age. Accessible.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't have to focus on the story because the story is so ubiquitous. Like, who doesn't know the story? It's like such an icon in pop culture.
There isn't as much political intrigue to like try to explain to a fucking freshman.
Yeah,
like,
there's boning and people die.
Right.
And then poison.
I think I've only ever read in school two Shakespeare plays. Is this in Hamlet?
Well, I mean, Tony, in your day they had stone tablets, so like,
it was difficult to problem get the was, words. The problem was I changed schools in between freshman and sophomore year, so it messed up.
Othello sounds familiar.
Never read it.
Board game.
I like the board game though.
I named our beta fish after Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Yeah.
From Hamlet.
I remember.
You mean Timon and Pumbaa?
The beta fish that repeatedly tried to kill themselves. We came home and found themselves on the floor multiple times.
I was like, oh my god.
Beta fish are nuts.
Please tell me you made the joke. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead.
We only had one at a time. And I'd be like, please no. I'd put him back in his little thing and he'd be like swimming around. And then I'd hear, thunk. What the fuck?
Stop doing this.
Slat. Like, why don't you want to live?
We ended up having to put saran wrap on the top of one of their fucking tanks to keep him from jumping out. And every now and then you would just hear him hit the saran wrap. Like, God damn it, stop.
Beta fish don't know what's up.
A beta fish needed to play the bass. Ba-thum, 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 ba-thum.
Just kept really shitty time.
And then one of them died. But the second one lived for, like, forever until he developed, like, fish rot or something. It was awful.
I remember this.
You've seen 10 Things I Hate About You, right?
No.
It's Taming of the Shrew.
It's Taming of the Shrew.
No.
There's a lot of teen and movies that have
That's
been
That's what I'm saying. Like, this, where this movie, like, differs from all of those modern adaptations of Shakespeare plays is that it doesn't at all hide the fact that it's a Shakespeare adaptation. It just modernizes it in other ways. Most people don't know that 10 Things I Hate About You is Taming of the Shrew. But it's the same.
It's the story.
Most teens at the time who were watching it would have been like, yeah, what the fuck is in it? And I can't remember the actor and actress that are in it that were really popular then.
Isn't that...
Oh, it's that chick. Fucking face.
Yeah, that one.
It wasn't Larissa Olenek.
Google, who starred in 10 Things I Hate About You?
Hey, Google.
Oh, fuck it.
Who starred in 10 Things I Hate About You?
The cast of 10 Things I Hate About You includes Heath Ledger, Julia Stiles, and 13 others.
Heath Julia Ledger, Stiles.
There it is. Yep. I was trying to think of. Heath Ledger was the one I was trying to think of.
Ah, fuck. He's dead.
He is dead. I don't think I've ever seen 10 Things I Hate About You, except for the scene where she's
I
like,
have.
But most of all, I hate the fact that I don't even hate you. Like, not even a little. Not at all. Like, she reads that poem, and it's like the big scene. That's all I know.
I the rest of it poor was. Poor recollection like, of this movie.
The rest of it, I was like, ah, okay. Ah, yeah, yeah.
I think I own it.
I was too busy watching She's All That.
Get, she's the man. I like the dialogue.
In this film?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. But I really feel like if you have no background in ever reading the plays, it's like Alex over here, look, reading Twitter.
The shit, one, it's clever. It's structured, it's clever. There's a lot of double entendre. It's just... It's like music, Tony. Your music has to be one of three things. It has to be brilliant musically. You have to have an incredible set of lyrics, or the performer has to be incredible. And the biggest and best bands have more than one of those things that they excel at.
Right.
Like Queen hit all fucking three.
Yes.
Foo Fighters. Foo Fighters.
Get out of here, Tony.
Foo Fighters is a very successful and huge band.
Tony hates Dave Grohl.
No, I don't. I don't hate Dave Grohl.
Who hates Dave Grohl?
The fucking clone.
Oh my god.
What?
God, Tony should hear him. Oh, fucking Dave Grohl ripped off Rush or Queensryche.
What the fuck are you talking about? I would just question saying that they've got a great singer.
Dave Grohl I think
the lyrics are great. I really like their music. And Dave Grohl is a functioning singer.
Dave Grohl is a like national treasure.
Oh, I like him. I really like him.
As a person, as a musician, he drummed for Nirvana. Like, that, he was part
no,
of Nirvana.
No one's perfect.
So
Nirvana is way overhyped.
Nirvana is a huge part of musical history. Regardless of it's like
you can be terrible and be part of musical history.
No, they're not just a part of musical history. Like, you can dislike the Beatles, but you can't deny that the Beatles are the fucking Beatles. Like, they
I dislike the Beatles intensely, but they changed the face of music.
Yeah.
Nirvana didn't change the face of music.
Oh.
They popularized a movement that came before them.
Oh.
They popularized a movement that was
Nirvana
there before them.
Nirvana became popular after that guy died, right?
No. They were rising.
No, that's Sublime. Never mind.
Yeah, that is Sublime. That you're
Sublime
thinking
was
about.
Good too.
Mm. Sublime, yeah, Sublime became popular after the I can't remember his name. He died.
The lead singer, I don't know his name either.
Bradley
Cooper.
Sure. Oh, it's on the internet.
Then he did Silver Linings Playbook. Dead. Which actually kind of worked out because I'm about his performance in that movie. Sorry.
Bradley Nowell.
I reject your Nirvana.
And your Romeo plus Juliet.
Yo. Tony, you're striking out tonight, buddy.
The 90s were a terrible time.
But you like the 80s?
That's when I grew up.
The 90s
are... I'm not saying the 90s were a great time, because they weren't.
I seriously need pink hair. How do we make this happen?
You need... Tony, you know what? You could cosplay that dude a little... Or Kayla, just punch him.
I like that there's pink hair. He always has that... Well, I mean, the movie is short, so it's not like it has time to heal. But he's got a fucking black eye. There's no explanation for it.
Listen,
he just always has it.
I harm myself in my sleep, so there's a good chance.
Right, there's a good chance you'll just have that anyway.
Yeah.
Just wear the pink hair. You're cosplaying.
Yeah.
There's a lot of unbuttoned, button-down shirts going on. in this movie. A lot of it. I just realized that, like, the fucking Montague gang, that's their thing. It's like the button-down shirts. But then the Capulets, their gang with Johnny Leguizamo, they have like the really like tight fitting vest.
They were styling it up a lot more.
Yeah.
Well, that gang was described as more flamboyant, right?
By who?
In the play?
You've never read the play?
I'm pretty sure I read that piece of trivia.
Did you read that Tybalt? It was described as having showy swordsmanship.
Yeah.
Which has no correlation to how flamboyant the troop he rolls with is.
Yeah.
But that's why Leguizamo did all like the gun tricks.
Yeah.
What? I'm just over here keeping perfect time.
You grunted when we were talking about John Leguizamo.
Oh yeah, that was lust. That wasn't what I was thinking.
That's fair.
All right, George Michael, get your fake block out of here.
Why
did you bring up George Michael? Going on.
He's talking about keeping perfect time. George Michael Bluth was the one who was able to keep perfect time on the wood block.
Nobody's talking about George Michael fucking Bluth. We're talking about Wham over here.
It was George Bluth's son, Gob, who tried to sneak up in the Aztec tomb. Look at the homosexuals, Michael. They're here to ruin my party. They're so overly flamboyant, I just want to light myself on fire. Oh, God damn, that show was also a masterpiece.
I see a teen health book over there. That bums me out.
Yeah, just flip to the page with the dicks on it. Let's just be honest.
Well, that's the next chapter. He flipped it over. It was like, I see a dong. He flipped the page again and a cooch. He looked at me like, oh.
Well, you better learn how it works now, Tony.
Before you're caught tweeting that the baby doesn't come out where the penis goes in.
And or you should glue your labia shut.
The lipstick.
Fucking. What does this mean?
I was telling Julie about that. God. She's like, what?
I don't understand how you get through life having, like, how do you not just have a basic grasp?
Did you see his explanation? He's like, well, when you go pee, it'll unstick itself.
Yeah.
That's not how vaginas work.
It's also not how lipstick works.
Yeah, that's the urethra.
Is it lipstick?
Because it's on
it's
the
a glue
lips.
Stick.
It's a glue stick it's, on the
but
lips.
But he says lipstick.
He calls it
he
lipstick.
He calls it lipstick.
For the down under lips, I believe, is the words he used.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I appreciate what he's trying to do with the name there. I really do. But I can't get
that's
past
that's the only the, appreciation.
I can't get past the rest of it.
My only hope is that it's like a fake thing. And it
it's not. Like, it's not a fake thing.
People really don't.
Yeah, we were talking about it. I was like, you know, I don't have anything. I don't have anything like that. But I would assume that, like, all it would take is like a good cough or a sneeze. And anything that was there would just shoot right out.
I just don't get
there
it.
There are many things.
There's
so many things.
Nothing about it is right.
No. But what's worse is when you get into these conversations with other women. I was on an article that was, it was talking about pads and tampons in women's prisons. Mm. I'm like, I don't know how that's an issue. There's a bunch of women on there who are like, ah, they're locked up. They don't get the luxury of such and such. And everyone's trying to explain to them, listen, you can get very sick if you use a pad for like a couple of days. Yeah. And if you've ever been in that situation where you've had to do that, it's disgusting. And it's extremely uncomfortable. It's awful. And you don't give up the right to that like
right.
level of health just because you're locked up.
I mean, yeah. But there was, I appreciate that somebody's trying to do something different, and if we can modernize things and come up with a better technology for it, what you're doing is wrong completely, but...
But there was, specifically, there was one woman on this thread who was like, well, you can just use toilet paper, or you can sit on a toilet for hours at a time.
No, you can't, because then your legs...
and then we're like, first of fucking all, what? Like, who... And she's like, I do it all the time. Like, when I'm on my period, I'll just sit on a toilet for a couple hours. Like, who has the fucking time to sit on a toilet for a bunch of, like, for
like,
hours? That... Like, why would you tell someone to do that?
We have a weird definition of luxury.
That causes major health problems. Like, it fucks up circulation in your legs. It can give you hemorrhoids.
But, you guys need a fucking squatty potty.
But also, you don't pee blood. Like, you don't pee the, like, it's not like you're like, all right, it's time to release it. Like, it just, it comes out throughout the day.
Yeah, it's in the squirt sack.
Yeah, in your squirt sack.
Leaks.
What the fuck is he?
No, he wasn't there.
You weren't here last week.
And toilet paper is also not an option. Like, if you've ever been in an emergency situation where you've had to use that, you know that that is not a viable option to use all the fucking time. Like,
yeah, that seems like it would be maybe a 2-minute stopgap. Like, I'm gonna go take care of this, and then we're gonna leave.
Literally.
Like, I'm gonna go do something, and then we gotta go. Start checking out.
I don't understand.
Like, my supplies are in the other bathroom somewhere in the house. There's no one else in the house.
Right.
This is a temporary measure until I get to the other room.
I don't understand women who argue against it, because, like, we're all trained from a very young age to understand, like, the dangers of toxic shock syndrome. I don't know if you've ever sat down, like, at the toilet with nothing to read and found, like, a tampon
box.
I've
forgotten my phone before.
It's all about toxic shock syndrome. Like, every single fucking side of this box is talking about how you might lose your legs if you don't, like, do this correctly.
I think, like, anyone I've ever talked to has a story of a rumor of a girl in high school who almost died because of toxic shock.
I have a story of a rumor of a girl who almost died in my high school, and there were no girls in my high school.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... And it's
the
it's,
period was coming from inside the school the whole time! Oh! We had 7 periods a day, Tony. That's what my school was like.
I can't hardcore. Deal with your
hockey.
One period for a whole week?
We three had periods every game.
It's weird to me that this has come up in, like, twice in 6 months now. Like... We gotta solve this problem. This problem that has, like, already has a solution.
Well,
that they're, like, trying to cut out for I don't know what reason.
I do. A lot of it is for the third world countries. They're trying to come up with a better solution that is easier to get to people who don't have access to.
I mean, are you talking specifically the prison thing?
No, I'm talking, like, this person. And then the kid...
Who's like, hold your bladder.
Yeah, like this situation does not affect you in any way, shape, or form.
So why are you sitting there?
What problem are you trying to solve? Like, you are not solving a problem.
This guy is legitimately trying to solve a problem to manufacture a product that he thinks will make him money.
Well, he needs to rethink it. Right. If this was Shark Tank, I would not invest in him.
He needs to crack open that health book.
Yeah, teen health. Just start there.
And study.
Because, like, they are doing things that solve that problem, like the moon cup thing.
Like the Diva cup or...
Diva.
Yeah. Diva cup.
Not Diva. Like a...
Hold me, Diva!
God damn it.
Hold me, Diva, tiny dancer.
That's not a good solution for a lot of people. Especially when you're talking about third world countries where you might not have access to the facilities to wash that out.
Right, it's...
Yeah, I read the article on it and I'm like, I don't have the requisite experience with this to pass judgment in any way, shape, or form.
I know a lot of women who, I personally know a lot of women who use them, and they're like, oh, it's awesome, but it's not a viable solution. It's not a viable solution in prisons, which is something that people bring up all the time. Just give them Diva cups. Mm. And it's not a viable solution for third world countries.
No. If you, especially third world countries, if you don't have the sanitary conditions to support it, you'd be better off with something disposable like the tampon, right? Because you don't need to clean it.
Just ride a bear around.
Yeah, that's what Vladimir Putin does. He never has periods.
Wait, are you saying that the bears chase the period away?
I feel like bear he's wasting
the bear's absorbent.
He's wasting the bear.
That's a waste of a good bear.
Is that a bear that Rob could be riding?
By the way, you know how Rob was talking about Scythe and he's like, oh, these people want to play these people? That's because, like, they're fucking, it's all bears. Like, you, like, one of the characters is riding a bear. It's fucking awesome. God damn, that game is so fucking good.
That was made locally. I just learned that.
Did you give a hand job to the guy at Pieces?
No. That was not the gaming group that was there.
Missed opportunity.
So there's like a chain of action that goes for these people who come up with these brilliant like ideas, right? First they have to be thinking about women's periods and what a problem it is for them.
Yeah, like, that's usually where I'm off the train.
And then they have to not consult any woman ever.
Then they have to be like, I have no education in this, but I can come up with a solution. And then the third thing is, this is brilliant, and everyone needs to know. So I need to open my mouth right now and share this. There's a lot of steps there which I would have stopped. I would have reconsidered, but no, they just.
Sometimes you get to double down.
I'll be honest with you, my male privilege, I don't think about periods like ever. I've had to pick up tampons from the store, and the biggest inconvenience was having to go to the aisle.
The biggest inconvenience for me was just making sure I bought the right one.
Yeah,
but there's
so many.
But there's this great thing called a cell phone.
Yeah, you just started taking pictures.
So I just took a picture
Time hop came up and it was pictures of tampons.
It's like taking a picture of the box before I leave, then walking around the aisle going like this.
Yeah.
And kind of the next time I go to Target, casually glancing down that aisle, wondering, am I going to see another dude going like this? And just giving him the, I got you, brother.
Yeah, the biggest pain in the ass is you don't want to come home with the wrong thing.
Right, because then you just have to go back.
Yeah, then you got to go back.
What? I've never returned tampons.
You don't return them.
You go get the right ones.
I would use them, but I would be mad about it.
No.
Yeah, that's what you're looking to avoid.
This is wrong. This is wrong. And when you're in there, that's when you go back to the store, and then buy one of every one.
just one. Just like,
what are we gonna do with all this?
There's a special lane. Like, there's a special checkout lane for it. They know.
It's the express lane. One of every kind. Yeah. It's fine. They've got a button they can push. That just rings them all up, all at once.
Kayla told me to pick some up one time, and I was like, no problem. I remember it's the pink box.
When have I ever asked
I got you to the aisle, and I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah.
They're all.
Kayla.
They're all what are we going to do with all these extras? We'll donate them. Somebody can use them.
No, I think you've only asked me once. And I think I was on the way home from work or something already.
That's because you wouldn't do it for a long time. You're afraid somebody's going to see you with tampons and think that you're on your period. And like.
Julie asked me to do it once, and I was like, sure. She's like, really?
The fuck do I care?
I used to be an idiot.
Listen, as soon as you buy your first set of condoms, you get over that shit real quick.
Yeah.
That first time you buy condoms is really awkward. Because, like, you buy a bunch of other stuff that's not, like, you don't need or want.
You stack it up around the box just in case somebody walks by that you know and looks in your cart.
Then, like, you pay $50 for all this other stuff you don't need. And then, like, you're at the end of the checkout thing and you just throw it all away.
And then you realize that those things that you bought, like, with condoms, like...
The duct tape, the rope.
Like, the
cucumber.
The story you unwittingly told.
Yeah. The original narrative was, I'm going to fuck someone tonight. The narrative after I bought this stuff is, I'm going to a party, and I don't know what's going to happen there, so I've prepared for every eventuality.
I worked at a grocery store, like my first job in high school, bagging groceries, and... It was during the playoffs, during baseball playoffs. Cardinals were in the playoffs at the time.
You sold condoms to Albert Pujols?
Pujols.
I don't think he was like in junior high yet. I think he was still too young to play professional. That's the only Cardinal name I know. This couple came through and they, no lie, they bought a pair of Cardinals hats, a pennant, a bottle of champagne, strawberries, and condoms.
Yeah, that's a story.
It was like, it was putting these things in this box. It's like, I looked up and the guy's like,
that would happen when I was last year, and I'd have to stop myself from being so like,
weird.
You got a night plan. That's awkward.
Yeah, you can't say anything.
Yeah, you're not.
Enjoy the banging.
Hope have enjoy a good the night. Game.
Yeah, you can't say anything. Have a good night.
All roads lead to madness.
You just need to make eye contact, give the little knowing, like ESP, like, I know. And it's okay. Or do you?
Probably not. Probably going to do the other person.
You don't know. You don't know what they do.
Waste condoms. If they're not using them together, they're just wasting them.
Seems like an inefficient use right. of the apparatus.
But apparently they were going to a Cardinals game.
No.
They're going to watch
it
on TV.
They were going to watch it on TV.
Oh, yeah,
and I want to eat some strawberries.
Yeah.
They were going to go all 9 innings. Well, maybe a little stretch in the middle.
Okay. I get it, because I play baseball. But
That was the activity you got out of it?
I get it because I played baseball.
Yeah. Look, I've already told you guys, I don't know why I'm here.
I get it because I've slept with a human female.
Thanks for that level of clarity. Not sure what your other options were there.
Non-human females?
Being very specific, Tony. Precision of language is important. As evidenced in this movie. And, as a little preview for next week.
Oh.
I really liked The Arrival. It was so fucking good.
I've heard great things about it. I'm looking forward to watching it.
Hey, you guys, Milo Yiannopoulos' empire is falling down, and it's literally the best thing that's happened to me since Trump got elected president.
I have no fucks to give about that guy.
I thought it was interesting.
Like, I didn't really know who he was until, like, yesterday.
I didn't know
who. Like, I've heard the name, but
all I knew is that he was a Nazi. I didn't know everything about him. But, like, I thought it was interesting how they were like, whoa, you've crossed the line with molestation. Like, the anti-Semitism and the racism and all the crazy bigotry
fine.
Wasn't
that's fine.
The line. Like
that, when he said that women literally have lower IQs than men and they can't comprehend.
I mean, I guess that was all totally cool. Like, that was fine for him to speak at the Republican convention that's coming up, right? But, like, the molestation, whoa, we can't have that. We're only the party of the Catholic Church.
Listen, Larry Wilmore took care of the business.
Go fuck yourself. Oh, Larry.
I don't even know who that is.
What?
You don't know who Larry Wilmore is?
No.
He used to be on The Daily Show. Yeah,
he had his own show for a while.
I haven't watched The Daily Show since Craig Kilborn was on it.
Get the fuck out of here.
He made his own show called The Nightly Show for a while. It's pretty good.
He's a comedian, social commentator, like, et cetera. I don't know what exactly he's doing right now, but he was on Bill Maher's show.
Oh, God, if I fucking hate that guy, too. But I'm glad he was
Bill
on
Maher?
The show.
Mayer.
Yeah, that guy's a dick.
Yeah,
he was, like, agreeing with the Nazi. Like, he was giving the Nazi, like, some credit. I'm like, what the fuck is going
That's
on?
Bill Maher's thing.
That's Bill,
yeah. That's, he,
Bill Maher.
He is contrary. That is his whole shtick.
Bill Maher is extremely Islamophobic, and that's a big part of the shtick that Milo does. So they were, like, docking with each other, like, about this, like, everyone hates me too. And then Milo was like, he called Larry and some other guy stupid. He was like, you should, like, why do you have people with such low IQs on your show? And Larry Wilmore was like, first of all, Milo, you can go fuck yourself. And I was like,
oh, I did see that. Like, I didn't know who the guy was.
He when called he did the it, but two black guys. He told them that they had low IQs. Yeah.
No, what's worse is he didn't say it to them.
No, yeah.
Yeah, Bill
he
Maher.
He said it to Bill Maher.
Bill Maher's shtick is that he loves controversy. He's the one that after 9/11, like, he had somebody on his show and they said, these cowards, or he was talking about a statement someone made and talking about how cowardly the terrorists were. And he's like, those people aren't cowards. It takes a lot of balls to get on that plane and fly it into a building. And it was like, what? Yeah.
Just an unimportant distinction to make in the face of...
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have fought with that, but...
Yeah, it's...
Like, isn't he on HBO?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the same fucking network that runs...
Real Time.
Game of Thrones?
John Oliver.
Last Week Tonight.
Like, I don't understand how the network can present those two same people.
Because they're not a politicized...
They're a content provider.
Because they can present them because both shows are very popular. And they make money.
Yep.
That's what bugs me about it. Like, it bugs me that somebody would be like, oh, we're going to have both of these guys on so we can make as much money as possible. Whereas if I was...
Wow, business making
money. I know. If I was in charge of an entertainment network, I would have been like, no, you're a fucking racist. Get out.
This is probably why you're not in charge of a network.
Look, yeah, I'm sure that's one of many reasons. If anybody wants to put me in charge of a network.
Smoking the Bandit. Yeah. All day and all night.
Today Milo was attacking Ross Matthews, and I know most people at this table don't know who Ross
Matthews is. I know who Ross Matthews is.
But
this is going to be something...
He had a show.
Don't make me look at
him. He had a show. He does a lot of judging on Drag Race. He's like the sweetest little thing. He's a gay man, but he's like a flamboyantly gay man. Yeah,
very flamboyant, but very nice guy.
He's like the little, like, short guy. Yeah, he's like, he's so sweet and funny.
He was on like one of the, like the Tonight Show or one of those, like mainstream. I know you're talking about.
But Milo was going after him for no fucking reason, and everyone's like, "What? Why you gotta do this?"
It's like kicking
why
a puppy.
Are you surprised?
Yeah, why the fuck you gotta do this?
He's just crying for attention to try to get.
Yeah,
I don't give a shit about this guy one way or another.
I've only heard his name in passing for some shit, and now he's like everywhere. I kind of just want him to go away so I can.
If you stop talking about him, we'll go away.
I just want him to go away so he's I can already be going away. About Trump some more.
He was an intern and correspondent on Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Oh yeah,
he was Ross the intern.
Ross.
That's how I was introduced to him because Julie would watch that and was like, "This guy's hilarious."
Oh, he's so good on Drag Race. Who's
you?
Oh, there's another judge.
It was coming from inside Alex the whole time. You drifted off in the middle of the sentence.
Yeah, I know.
they're all waiting.
It's the lady that they all make fun of. She's got the giant fake breasts.
Michelle?
Yeah,
Visage? Michelle Visage. They don't make fun of her.
They don't make fun of her?
She's like RuPaul's best friend.
Yeah, they kind of roast her.
No, not really. Like, she...
No.
Every time they do it in iambic pentameter?
No.
It bothered me that the priest was the only one who did it.
It seemed out of place that only one of them was doing it.
That agitated me.
I didn't need the rest of them to do it.
It just bugged me that one of them did it.
To me, that made sense because he's the priest. I think that just added to his, like...
Priestliness.
Priestish.
And, like, he was looking at Leonardo DiCaprio.
Priesticity is the word you're looking for.
Priesticity.
He had a little, like, waft of spotlight blowing, and you're like, why is Leo shirtless in his private chamber? Oh, no! What have we walked into?
Uh-oh.
But then you were like, spotlight. Oh no, he's just trying to get these two kids to fuck. And that's then you were totally like, cool. Oh, this is much better.
As soon as I leave here, I'm going to think of something else that I wanted to talk about.
That's how it do.
Probably butt stuff. Tony, I don't have anything else here. This movie was incredible. I refuse to be drawn in by your cries for mediocrity. The lamentation of excellence.
What is best in the world?
Not this.
Average movies. Palatable storylines. Simple dialogue.
This is a long-form music video that I didn't care for.
So basically you're Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
All right, let's go find some pink hair dye.
Alex, just dye your hair.
I can't do it myself.
I'm not dyeing your hair.
All right.
so we're all clear.
Then you're not part of the solution.
I don't think there's a problem.